Commissioners Court for Monday, March 24th, 2025, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Commissioners Court, regular meeting on the 24th day of March at 9 a.m. here in the courthouse, and we'll start with the invocation. Scott, give us the word.
Which one?
Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We do thank you, Lord, for the day, for all the many blessings God has given us. We thank you. We pray that you bless us this morning, and Lord, bless the court as we consider and take care of the business before us at the county. Give us wisdom and understanding all we do. We thank you, Lord, for where we live and all the folks we get to do life with. Help us to look after each other, take care of each other, and Lord, help us make the best decisions for the county. We just pray for your blessings upon us, our nation, our state. We pray for our allies all across this world as well. We pray for Israel and all the things that are going on in this world. Please keep people safe. We give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. United States flag first. I pledge allegiance to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you. All right, public comment. Anybody?
Yeah.
Ellen?
The court is probably aware that Governor Abbott appointed a new district judge for the 62nd. Mm-hmm. And his name is Bill Harris, and he came by on Friday and met all of us upstairs, and he'll be assuming the duties after the Senate confirmation, and we'll be looking forward to working with him. Just want to let y'all know that it's solidified now, so.
Jeez, I got a little lucky. Good morning.
I'm sorry?
He said he was going to be in love, didn't he?
Yes.
So I get to.
Oh, you meet him there? Okay.
So I'll be out there this week.
Okay, did you meet him on Friday?
No, I was gone. I was on vacation.
Okay.
I'll see you this week, so.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody? All right. We will start with agenda item number one, consider and take action to approve minutes of March 10th, 2025 regular session and March 10th, 2025 workshop.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Paris.
The amount submitted for your approval is $329,591.05.
Okay, anybody any questions
over there? I'm going to pay the claim in the county.
Second.
All right, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, approved monthly reports. Those are with you. Any questions on the round of that?
She needs to read them.
Do what?
She needs to read them.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm waiting on you.
Don't you point it on me. Monthly report for February. County attorney, zero. Constable, $400. Tax assessor, $6,663.16. Property taxes, $622,369.41. County clerk, $20,911.64. District clerk, $6,198.43. Justice of the peace, $24,547.89. Sheriff's office commissary, $7,376.71. Library, $638.51. Interest earned at 4.56,
$49,154.64. Okay, any questions over there?
That was limited.
I knew we were pretty
Second.
Okay, got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, approved countywide cleanup for the week of April the 4th through the 12th, 2025. I guess, is that when the city's doing it?
They're doing it for the 11th.
So it's 11? We're just catching up with Saturday, I think.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And y'all gonna help out if we get behind out there?
And do we need to note that it excludes the Sunday?
Yeah, we need to exclude Sunday.
We usually note that.
Yeah.
Clean up for April 4th and 12th, excluding Sunday.
Okay. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Number five, record minutes from February 10th, 2025, Franklin County Child Welfare Board regular meeting. And I have those right here, and those are recorded. I got those. Number six, consider take action to approve the renewal of agreement between DFPS and Franklin County to maintain Child Welfare Board. Is Linda here? What do you want to do on this, Marla?
Well, look at me. I don't know anything about it.
She had come in and said that after she read it over, she said it's just an agreement between the county and DFPS to maintain the welfare board, but they actually have to abide by DFPS region, whatever rules.
Okay. So, dear Judge Lee, your current county title 4E Child Welfare Service non-financial contract. That's a good thing, non-financial. And it's a long number though. We'll end September 30th, 2025, DFPS contract with Title 4E services for a 7-year period with automatic annual renewals. At the end of each 7-year period, new contracts are established. The establishment of a new contract results in a new contract number. In order to continue, a new contract must be established by reviewing, signing, dating, and returning the following documents: Form 451 CCWS Contract Title 4. Did y'all get a copy of this? Okay, y'all read. Upon receipt of the signed documents, your contract will be routed to DFPS signature and copy fully executed. Please submit all documents. So, This is the third attempt to follow up about this. So I guess we're kind of behind.
This got something to do with they divide that up between the regions?
I guess, yeah. The county agrees to establish and maintain Child Welfare Board as set out in the statute of Texas Family Code. That B, the board, we'll have at least 7, but not more than 15 members appointed by the County Commissioner's Court. Each member will serve a 2-year term. I guess it's just setting out the rules between us and them that we'll do, that we'll continue to do this on Child Welfare Board, which Linda does a very good job of doing that. So, County Board agreed to comply with the following.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All right, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 7, record certificate of recognition of 2024 election website review by the League of Women Voters of Texas. And I have that right here. Rating of very good. So that's good. That is so done. All right, number 8, record tax cybersecurity awareness training certificate of completion for Randall Lane, Melissa McSwain Clausen, Tara Dollins, Christy Gonzalez, Lisa Lawrence, Bobby Mann, Julie Baxter, and Joe Shadbo. And I've got all those up here. I actually need some up here. All righty. Record County Judges and Commissioners Association of Texas Commissioners Education Certificate of Completion of the 2024 Continuing Education Requirement by Jerry Cooper, Tony Godfrey, and Scott Smith. And I've got those up right here. All right, and number 10, consider and take action to authorize advertising for bank depository bids. That's you now.
That's me. We'll put it in the newspaper and then go out for 30 days. And Tyson, if you'll be part of your email address, you'll email you the packet.
Okay.
All right, do I have a motion to do that?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Number 11, consider and take action to authorize advertising for proposals for external audit services.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So moved.
Just have to have the authority to do it.
Yeah. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have it. Number 12, consider and take action to authorize advertising for proposals for new phone and internet services and alarm monitoring for the courthouse, library, West Annex, East Annex, law enforcement center. Same thing.
I move to authorize advertising for proposal new phones, internet, and lawn wiring for all places.
Got a motion, second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 13, consider and take action to approve budget amendment for insurance proceeds for Purley Volunteer Fire Department.
I should all have a copy of that. It's just recognizing the revenue and the expense to pay out Purley for that.
$2,004. Motion to approve. Budget amendment.
Second. We've got that motion in a second. Any discussion over that? All in favor say aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 14, consider and take action to approve a resolution of the Commissioners Court of Franklin County support of Senate Bill 1377 and House Bill 3000 provide critical funding for rural emergency medical services. This is just a, I think the state kind of requiring us on for us to do it to get emergency help out on the EMS. You want me to read this out loud? Whereas the rural emergency medical services play a vital role in protecting the health and safety of citizens of Franklin County and across the state of Texas, and whereas rural EMS agencies face significant financial challenges in maintaining operations, replacing aging equipment, upgrading technology, and ensuring adequate staffing to meet the growing demands of emergency response, and whereas Senate Bill 1377 and House Bill 3000 seek to allocate additional state fundings to rural EMS agencies for capital assets such as ambulances, personnel, and other cost of readiness prescribed by the legislature, and whereas investing in rural EMS infrastructure will improve response time, enhance patient care, and ensure that residents in rural areas receive timely and effective emergency medical services, whereas the Commissioner's Court of Franklin County recognizes the importance of supporting legislation that strengthens rural EMS, provides financial resources to sustain these essential services. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Franklin County, Texas, hereby express its full support for Senate Bill 1377 and House Bill 3000, and urges the Texas legislature to pass critical legislation to provide much-needed funding for rural EMS agencies across the state. Be it further resolved that copies of this resolution forward to the Governor of Texas, the Lieutenant Governor, the Speaker of the House, and elected representatives of Franklin County and Texas legislature urging their support of swift passage of these bills. Passed and approved, if you do it, the 24th day of March.
When that bill was introduced, I had a chance to obviously send our representative down to the legislature. Our representative already responded quickly. She was already on board with it, and I have not got a response at this point yet from Senator Hughes. But the whole thing is, like, talk about what we spend in the budget on ambulances, ambulance service. I mean, this would be a huge issue if we can get it, passed out of the legislature. And obviously, just, I think all the other counties, this was something that was brought up by some of our associations to have the county send these resolutions up to try to get this state moving. Anything we get from the state is going to do nothing to help us. And not to mention, they said this is, we're talking about ambulances and one thing or another, but it could also, at some point in time, be start including fire protection as well. You know, so I think anything we do to get the state to send money out here to meet the needs of the taxpayers, I think we can do it. So. I move to approve the resolution.
Second. Okay, motion is second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. All right, discussion items. Several things. Y'all can hear the noise up there. We're trying to get our line fixed out there, and our heat and air fixed, and our generator fixed. As they're trying to work on that, they tore the heat and air up. Your new building looks really good. Bob, you want to give us an update for everybody? And sure, got the desk in. And it's looking getting close, like a week or so in it.
As of Saturday, we brought in the furniture, which is all the office furniture, desks, most of the task chairs, shelving, part of the lobby chairs, and tables that are in the lobby, and some of the ones in the courtroom. They did not have room on the bottom. The truck that came in did not have room for all the chairs. And the jury sitting did not come in as of last week, but it came in Friday. So they're waiting, or the ship Friday, should be in their store either today or tomorrow. And then they will come down and install the rest of the seating in the courtroom and a few chairs that will be seated like in the lobby area and the sitting area in the courtroom and things like that. And that should be basically everything on the furniture. We bought the building Friday for handicap accessibility. Just some minor deals on that. We'll get those taken care of. For the most part, it was just location of a tile extension. So, but other than that, everything was good on that. We were short one faucet and a few miscellaneous things. Picked those up Saturday. Steve Slayton's house out there right now, stone wall. So that'll have that finished. We're missing two doors and frames, and they're supposed to be in Tom Scott today. If they come in, we're not going to pick it up here. It's tomorrow Wednesday to install those. And that'll be just about everything inside the building. We're going to go over to talk to the city, basically probably here, and set up for our certificate of occupancy inspection Thursday this week. So everything inside should be done. Seth Ryan was out in and out all last week. Computers are all checked into working through the server. We got the new server in from DMV. We got that installed Friday. So everything's working that way. Internet is up and going. The internet for D&D's up and going. So basically it's just now taking everything and putting them in the walls.
Did Bill get a hook about a sink? He said there was a sink that was off of an inch and a half or something like that.
Oh, we got that.
Okay.
that was more off.
Okay.
That and then there was a door that he wanted to swing. Because the clearance on the side of the door was supposed to be 18 inches, a little less than that. So I swung the door into the bathroom instead of that.
Oh, okay.
Then we got that done as well. That was my idea.
All right. You still got court?
Have a jury coming in Monday.
They're coming in Monday.
Subject to always be different.
Oh, yeah.
So,
most time.
You know, we just never know.
Yeah, so. Most time they settle before they ever come to court.
Civil case. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So you'll do that up here?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got all the pavement markings in since last court, really. So that's all done, landscape's finished. Only thing outside we're waiting on is center point to run the gas line up to the building. Inside the building's finished and inspected and the green tags and all that.
Okay. Anybody have questions on the building or anything?
They're running that gas line in on the east side there from the highway?
Well, it depends on which day you talk to.
I think well, we're on the south side of the jail marking all this.
Well, that's just it. It's only 50 feet from our building to the gas line. And they were going to tie that gas line and go straight to the building. Piece of cake.
Yeah.
Well, apparently their engineer decided that line was not going to be big enough for future use. So they're going down on the south by the intersection. Mm-hmm. And they were out there marking again Friday, I think we saw them. But now they're going, last I heard, is they're going to bore under 37 down on that end. And then bring the service back up to us with the bigger line so that it can serve additional areas on the south side of the road, anything that might be going out in 67. Last I heard. And that's subject to change.
All right, well, we'll try to do a little open house one day when we get everything moved over. We'll plan a day, we'll do a little open house and invite the public to come in and look around
everything. Everybody saw me. You can't tell what it's going to look like now with the furniture and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anybody else got any questions about that? Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Michael?
How's the ball field going? It looked good out there.
Oh, it's looking real good. I wanted to start off by saying that my wife took this year and all we heard was negative, negative, negative. I wanted to just on behalf of Franklin County Baseball Association, thank everybody here that's stepped up and done a fine job out there, and I appreciate it really a lot, because y'all been more help than what we was explained would be there, so I wanted to thank y'all for that. Anyway, I got questions on one of us, a county skid steer to come out there. If we get more turfus, the question I asked Scotty was, would me or I put on here Colton Phillips, because I think he's pretty savvy on that stuff. If I'm not available, if one of us could run the equipment, if y'all was not available, like on a Saturday or whatever. I'm just asking. If that won't happen, that's fine. We'll run another one. But I mean, I don't know when this stuff's going to get here, but that's something that I was going to ask if y'all can vote on or not or whatever. And I don't know what the rules are on that. Yeah. So that's strictly up to y'all.
Yeah, the county employee will have to come out and operate. Okay. I don't think that's going to be my
problem. I mean, if I'm running on a Saturday, I'll find out if I can do whatever I
okay.
And run it and do whatever I need if I'm here.
Okay, no, I understand. And so we'll have to take that into consideration.
I was told you got the newest.
What are y'all on?
All the lights that they took down, the old lights they took down, they put out in the back building. Do y'all know what's going on with them? Anybody?
Can we take them to the dump? Or are they going to be.
That's what I was asking. They're taking up a lot of room in that building.
Taking to the dump.
Okay.
So yeah, Ricky look at it and see. Yeah.
All right. Well, they put them in there, and I didn't know. I tried
so
to
they come out and fix our lights.
Yes.
There's going to be some that they couldn't get on. That they got to get on the infields to do, which would have to get them back out in August or something like that.
Yeah,
but right now they're running pretty good as it is.
Yeah.
I think they'll play off the fields.
Yeah. Okay. Next question I have is the machine that was out there. I understand out on the exterior part of the complex, maybe not the ruts there, but on the interior part of the complex where they rutted it up, will y'all be able to?
I talked to Brian last night. I'm gonna bring a load of sand. Uh-huh. And pending, I gotta talk to Ricky or somebody. If someone can watch the deputies, he'll have to bring the side to side and he'll haul it out. Okay. Teleport to the side to side. I just gotta get a load of sand down there.
All right. And this is kind of a, I don't know, later in the year, just something, a thought process, because I talked to, what's the heat in there over here on 37 by
Shears?
CMS. They come out and Brian made a good point that inside there, one of the reasons why we're having problems with the ice machine and other stuff, because we're talking about buying a commercial freezer and refrigerator put out there, is he said the reason they struggle so bad during the summer is no ventilation in the building. And I looked at some cheaper stuff, but I don't know what y'all would be, where they could be put or whatever. But in the future, if we could sit about getting some kind of ventilation that's on, when it gets so hot, it just starts sucking out the hot air or whatever to help the equipment that's in the building. And I don't know if that's a possibility or not, but I was just wanting to bring that to your attention. That ain't immediate, but that is something in the future that would like to be looked at. And then the last thing I got is for the turfus. We're supposed to be hopefully buying two more loads, and I'm assuming you have the phone number to the people you called.
Rick and you.
I did.
But we're not gonna.
No, we are.
I don't think we're
going to
Doug?
Doug, Bowen. I haven't spoke to Doug.
He called me that day, and he said he could probably get that a lot cheaper.
He's got to be a distributor, and they will not let him do it, because he's going to keep that on his yard, too, and he cannot.
He can't even get it.
They won't talk to him.
Well, that's what I'm worried is going to happen, is they're going to end up monopolizing that to where only certain.
If you get it to the fish store too, it's the same deal as they're going to do the trucking.
Yeah. So. Well, so we're just going to have to call who we got, but supposedly Mr. Smith has found somebody to get it at $300 a load cheaper, but I haven't seen nothing on that. But anyway.
Now, 2D's got a big tournament coming up here
this weekend.
Is it this weekend? Supposed to be like 60 or 70 teams out there.
Excess of 50. So
he told me he'll try to get it to 70, but he didn't
know. I don't know. Last I heard, it was somewhere over 50.
Well, they had, what, about 10 teams out there weekend?
I think 8 or 9.
And it was jam-packed. And
well, that's what's scary, because they had also, and I need to make sure and get with DeLoach, he had asked for something about parking on the soccer fields, and I was told there was sprinkler heads out there, so they need to stay off of the soccer fields as far as additional parking.
We parked out there 1 year.
Well, if y'all will agree to that,
there's sprinkler heads out there. I mean, I don't know really
what works, but if it's muddy, yeah, we don't need.
If it's muddy, and we're known for high chances of rain all weekend. So, but if it's
just park at the airport.
You're gonna have to do something like that. So it's I'm just asking to clarify. Absolutely no go on the soccer fields, or a possibility if it's not wet.
Beth, is the airport raining this weekend?
But what is?
Last weekend, I have to look on it.
Okay.
There was a lot of vehicles out there yesterday. I don't know what.
Yeah, I think it was raining Saturday and then again on Sunday last weekend.
I came through town, and as I was coming by tags, I bet there was 50 kids with uniforms on in there. So
Well,
they're even here.
Yeah.
And I talked to Joe at Dairy Queen. He said they were packed that weekend out here.
We need to get word out to them. I mean, when y'all go in and around, talk to people through the week this week, they need to know, because I think we have failed as far as getting everybody informed.
Yeah.
Y'all ever ask for any money from the city?
Yes, the city is supposed to be given as part of where we're getting the money for the turfist. Just to let y'all know, we're supposed to be getting, I think, $4,000 from the city. And 2D is giving us $2,500 for the turfist. And that's out of their pocket. So that's what I'm saying. They're stepping up and doing what they're saying as far as helping out. And
Well, turfist made a difference looking at those fields.
Oh, it made a world of difference.
Man.
I think it's going to take possibly up to, I don't know, we're going to say we're going to try to go lighter.
Yeah.
And that's one thing we need, kind of a tiller to kind of break it up before we put it on. That way it blends it in. Because this is what I'm told, being made to blend in with the dirt that's there. And right now, like on the TV field, everything you're seeing is just straight turfs.
Yeah.
Nothing's really mixed in that good. But and by what I'm told, if we could do that, it would probably go a little further. But I don't know who has a tiller access and to all that stuff. I don't have it personally without renting it. So.
But anyway, looks good. I got a lot of people said that they played on it, talking to all the kids and everything that was there.
I'm going to wait on restaurants in town, the ones that we're talking about that are no bad. I'll reach out to them today and tomorrow.
They close on some.
Yeah, I must let them know what's coming, so in case they want to make
their own, they can do it. They don't, So.
That's the bad thing about Sundays. Been like the whole month of June, we got tournaments every weekend in the month of June. Between 2D and us.
Yeah,
busy. Tournament this weekend is Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
No, just Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay. I played 2 games apiece on Saturday, and that kind of fit, and then it's a single elimination on Sunday. So, yeah, it's a big day, both of them. So.
And I guess we need to get, I don't know who all's open on Sundays, but we need to get more notification out to these people out here that same where all the restaurants are, the out of town that's coming in.
I told them to give me a banner. We can hang
Chamber,
banners up there.
Chamber put something like that. Huh? Chamber of Commerce put something like that up. Okay.
They might.
It would be nice if we could have something by Friday. I know the lady at Signs Express in Mount Pleasant. She does stuff really quick for us.
Does she?
Yeah, I mean, she's done a lot of banners for us this year, so she's been really good to us. So if y'all got something through the, I mean, I'm sure the Chamber of Commerce can get a decent deal on it, but I don't know about all the restaurants and what dates they're open here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fairly simple to figure out, I guess, but
you put it on one banner.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, that's all I need. I need the phone number. This may be the number because I brought the, where y'all bought the Turfus. Did you, are you the one that ordered it?
Mm-hmm. Who Rick did. Rick or you did, didn't you? The judge.
Who ordered the Turfus? You?
Judge.
I guess I did.
Well, I was just trying to verify.
Is this who you called and
ordered it for?
I don't know, Marla. Marla's the one who called them, I don't know.
No, I didn't call them.
Did you call
them? No, you couldn't call them. You called them.
Yeah. I didn't call them.
I'm sorry. In my office.
You can't imagine how many people I call every day.
No.
Yes, I did talk to them. I talked to them out of Greenville. That's what it came out of.
Yeah, this is who I need to call.
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's right.
I was just wanting to verify that.
Can't Children's Sports pay for some of that?
They are.
$2,500. Two loads is going to cost us roughly $9,000, and they're paying about $2,500 of it. Kayla's got to get a receipt to the city, and they're getting us. Because we haven't gotten money in the past few years, they're giving us $4,000 for it. So we, you know, between the two loads, we're gonna have $6,500, and then the league's gonna come up with the rest of the money. So we're gonna come up, I guess, with $2,500 ish, whatever the difference is, and put out there. So we're gonna have. Hopefully it'll be here within the next couple of weeks, but we're starting to get into hopefully the rainy season. So I don't know when it's going to get put out. Yeah. And 2D's pushing for quick, but I can't get heavy equipment out there when it's wet. So.
And I guess they don't have it because Brian, he told me they could get it out of Texarkana. They could get it the next day.
Bulk or? Well, I need to talk to him about it.
That's because if I understood right, that time we worked on the field to.
He had ordered pallets, $2,000 worth of pallets, and he did the math on it versus what we was getting it in bulk. And he told me that I talked to him and I said, well, hey, if we get two loads of bulk, will you give $2,500 instead of the $2,000? And he said, yep. So I said, he didn't tell me anything, but I'm supposed to call him right after I leave.
I could all ask him if he's definitely.
I'm supposed to call him about it as soon as I leave here anyway. So, because we got a check of his yesterday or theirs. But anyway, that's all I have.
Thank you. So, looking good.
Thank you.
Y'all did a good job. We appreciate the help.
Before we adjourn, did y'all get
an
email from Nathan to
call you? Well, that's what I'm fixing to go over that right quick. Good job.
Let me bring that up. I worked a little bit up there at the annex and put some iron ore down. Me and Jerry discussed what was over. He said he's got two or three loads. It's probably going to take three or four loads of iron ore to put out up there to get parts get where we can get parts back. And I think if we don't get it done today, it may not happen until July. Or today or tomorrow before it starts raining.
So,
just for
he doesn't have one.
Mark. And if we have to haul a couple of loads from my shop, I'll probably have to have another dump truck since I don't have one of those either. It's turned over to the engineers.
Just let me know what you need. Y'all can help me.
All right, well, our bucket failed us the other day, so I'm just up there getting work on right now. Get you up and lift it all the way up with a full load. So, whenever I had a load of it.
We just kind of need to get together and work it out and get some up there.
Right.
And the elected official that's in here?
I'm going to throw out a little money.
I need some money, if possible, for the Young Farmers Project show.
Yeah, okay. That's this weekend,
right?
Yeah. There's got a lot of stuff going on.
So, should I just put it in your box?
Got South Interstate
going. Well, I mean, I got to get
a lot of people here.
I don't have a person.
I'd rather have it in my hand than
okay.
Just all right.
$10, is that what you said? I thought it was $5.
Yeah, that's approximately what everybody else has been giving.
I don't really care what anybody else gives. We're not eating anybody else's business. We're just trying to make the best deal for ourselves.
Well, being our own, I got a weird question about it. Then y'all two should know the whole thing. Does Mount Vernon not ever give add-ons to mail out with the 10 letters that's mailed to, you know, kids have to write letters?
Yeah.
They do give add-on sheets? To mail out?
They used to send it out to every buyer from the previous year that they sent an invitation letter with the buy-on sheet, with the add-on sheet.
Well, we're coming from South Hilo, and they gave us add-on sheets to put, told us to put add-on sheets in every letter.
I think they do.
Well, they didn't.
Well, we just turned them into that. Same with that letter.
The letters you turn into
that. They would stuff them with whatever they needed. But.
Well, they didn't put add-on sheets to any of ours that I'm finding out. So I'm like, what's the purpose of the letters if they can't send money to my kids? So I don't know. I'll have to ask the ag department about this. No, I just didn't know if they had done it in the past.
They had done it in the past.
I didn't know.
Okay.
Yes,
I'd
like to go get busy with you.
Yeah. All right, Nathan Tafoya. I'm sitting here. I was in Hot Springs, Arkansas, trying to enjoy it. And I said a bunch of stuff to him before. He said, we're requesting a special call meeting for next Wednesday. This can't be Wednesday, it can be Thursday if y'all want to do that. Seller is unwilling to extend our contract until Franklin County's April 14th meeting without significant cost changes. Can the county commissioners meet without you? This is important, which I told him I'd be in Lubbock this next week. But we would like the commission to meet. Can you arrange? I said, I will leave that up to them. I'm pretty sure I won't do that. I'm pretty sure y'all are pretty set in your ways. But he said, if you feel that strongly, we have an increase in prices of more than $100,000 and a non-refundable earnest money to change the date. We are seeking certainty. Is that possible? I said, I will talk to them Monday, and I will, because I'm leaving Tuesday morning. Would you have to post now for, which, and I didn't, I was just fed up with him at this point, and I just kind of quit talking to him. Would you have to post now for a Wednesday meeting? Then cancel if needed. I sent you Beth revised language that allows Franklin County to approve projects. I believe this is a solution we require. So y'all can meet Thursday, so he can come in here and talk to y'all. It has to be probably like 10 o'clock, right?
Yes.
72 hours. So we can get a posting meeting for 10 o'clock Thursday morning.
He's not gonna say anything like he did last time. Huh?
Well, he
have you read the emails that was sent to y'all?
There's one section, there's a new section, I guess new section, but the section 2 of the back page actually says the last sentence is that any development of property will require additional approval of the Commissioner's Court of Franklin County, Texas. So it gives us the room that we can approve. I mean, that's what, Matt, have you had a chance to look at this at all, this resolution?
Not yet.
Huh?
Not yet, no sir.
That's the one thing. I mean, let's, it gives us an option. We can still talk. We can talk to the guy. I mean, that doesn't mean we're approving it. Or.
Well, I don't know what anybody would put $100,000 earnest money in not having it, not knowing that you have to get approval. But that's them. That's not us. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the other
thing.
Well, they want to buy it regardless.
I don't think they can legally. The way I kind of read that deal.
Well, that's part of the stuff I don't fully understand.
Well, I didn't either. That's,
and part of what I didn't understand is part of this in the city, and they didn't even talk to the city of Winfield good either about that.
That's true. So that's up to y'all. And you know, we've heard, my gosh, once again, I heard it solar, I've heard it lithium, I've heard it this. I did hear from one in Mount Pleasant that he thought it was an aluminum.
It can be anything from being at 501 to 505. Tell my codes. It can be just about any sewer plant. It can be anything.
So, do y'all want me to set up a meeting for Thursday morning?
I'll probably set it at 11 or 10:30 at least.
Yeah.
To make sure you get it.
Yeah, probably get this town
posted. Or we can do it Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's up to y'all. I'm not going to be here. I don't care what y'all do.
I really don't care if we do it or not, because everybody likes money to come to us, so.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about that. So I'm curious what.
Y'all let me know. Tell me everybody's up in there once. Give me a time. I'll set one up if you don't, if y'all don't show up, then there's another four. If two of you don't show up, there won't be a four. Yay your name. Yay your name. Yay your name.
Guys, we were already set up to meet Wednesday and Thursday at 9 o'clock. We'll finish up subdivision stuff.
Oh, are you? So we got y'all got a meeting.
Wednesday and Thursday. Mm-hmm.
You already got an agenda out?
This is just me
and Toby and Max.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's not a formal meeting. It's just there's just two commissioners there.
Well, if y'all tell me anything, I'm going to go ahead and set it up for 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. And if you show up, you show up. If you don't, y'all, I'll tell them that we'll do an agenda for 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. And best of luck. How's that?
Thursday
at 11 o'clock. He can show up. And y'all don't.
He shows up.
That's not really working. Well, I went to a railroad meeting last time, and there wasn't. He was pretty short, so we drove some planes and came home. So that's just the way it is. But you know, he may have something to tell y'all about maybe what they are wanting to put in. I don't know. I'm kind of interested myself what they want to do. So
we don't know he's going to share that with us. Right? I mean, all along, we still would have the, even if we approve the resolution, we have the opportunity to tell them whatever. I mean, that's what this is. We have the opportunity to tell them or have oversight over the project. But there's part of it. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know exactly what all tells
you. We need to get our lawyer copy. You got a copy.
Can I approach?
Yeah.
If I could, you know, that gets kind of back into the solar stuff. Yeah, you have the opportunity, but you have no right to stop it.
Well, we don't know. We might.
You know, if that's what I'm saying, too.
Yeah, they can sell it directly to a company without going to. I don't know why the EDC would want to do that unless they're.
Yeah.
But something that's.
Something they're pretty sure of.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can understand non disclosure stuff on some stuff. I really can. You know, it's kind of like when Lowe's came in here, they said, you know, if this gets out one little bit.
I can see that for the whole public, but yeah. when we're supposed to have partnership on this, yes. Why shouldn't we know what
going on? That's true. I agree. And I imagine the commissioner's court being able to probably make a concession, but.
They can't apply.
Oh, yeah.
They can't apply, but.
But there was more than one person as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It wasn't a one-sided deal.
No. But, you know, if a company wanted to go in there and buy the land themselves and put something in there, you know, go through the EDC, my understanding they have to do it this way. I think they didn't realize that until right there at the last. I think that's my thinking of it, is that they didn't think they had to have the approval of anybody else but them. But apparently they do. Anything else while he's looking at that? Anything else we need to go over?
Question I had on is the dump going to be open?
Yes, sir.
H4. Close on Sunday.
Yep. Okay. Same place. Mm-hmm. Come see us.
Yes, everything going good out there? We ready for, I guess we just got school.
No. I'm going to contact you at precinct 3.
Show you some pictures
of that today. There's something that we'd like to see.
Yes,
sir.
Have you called him? I think they know. I don't know.
Hold on a second. Yes, ma'am.
I know we beat this with a dead horse, but
why do we not budget for a county animal control officer?
Well, because legally we can't go out in the county and pick up animals.
Every county I've been in Texas has a county control officer.
No, they don't. I hate to argue with it, but no, they don't. Legally, they don't. They may have a sheriff's department, but we cannot legally go pick up animals in the county because the city can do it because of city ordinances. We can't do ordinances in the county. Believe me, we've been talking about this for 10 years, and we've checked with the AG's office and everything else, and they can't legally go out and pick up dogs because it's not against
the county. Has an animal control officer, Kaufman County. It's through the sheriff's department.
They have a, what they can do is go out and pick up if they get a dog bite. They may have a vehicle, because you can't put the dog and an animal in the same car.
I had them pick up 3 animals off my property.
Then they did it illegally, I can promise you that. They did it illegally, because we have checked with everybody, we've checked with everyone. You know, we try to do it, and the sheriff's checked into it, and they cannot do it. They can on dog bites, because they can take them for rabies and stuff like that. They can do pack animals. Maybe that's what it was, a pack animal.
That's what we got out of Trace Lockhouse for a lot of
packing. Yeah, and you really call the sheriff's department, and the city's going to work with the county to go pick those dogs up. We have an agreement with them to do that, and they've done it. They've done it to us numerous times. They've done that. I've watched them do it several times, but they work with the sheriff's department to go pick up any kind of live animals or something like that. But they have there's certain requirements that they have to meet. Now, Kaufman County may have gone out there if they hit those certain requirements, and we do the same thing, but we're contracted to the city to have them come out to do that. So, and they've never failed to go out and pick up a dog for us that we've called them about. So, but legally, just to go out and just pick up stray dogs, can't do it. Just
then, is it legal for us to shoot the strays?
It's a felony. Wow. It's a felony how to shoot it unless you defend your property. But if you just go out and start shooting dogs that you see straight now, it's a felony now. It's also a felony just to dump a dog. So if you see somebody dumping a dog, that's now a felony to do that. They changed the law several years ago to do that.
So if it comes on my property, I can legally shoot it.
If it's in your property.
Do what? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I mean, if you feel threatened, just like a human being coming and breaks into your house or tries to bite you or anything else. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you when to shoot and when not to shoot. So
it's just we're getting overrun.
We are, and that's
And you know.
And we're allowing people to bring the dogs, stray dogs, up there to the shelter that we pay for. That's part of our agreement with them.
So if you see, paws open.
Yes, I think it's now.
They have a site inspection.
They
have a site inspection this week. If they pass the site inspection, then they'll be fully open. They're okay. Open, but
they're not
taking anything else.
They've just moved what was in the city out there and pending getting everything.
I think tomorrow, I think it's the city inspection.
Okay.
And then after that, they'll be ready to go.
We got more than what we used to. And we've tried to do everything we can to allow people to bring dogs up there that are stray. And some people can't bring them up there, I understand that, but yeah. But you have a right to protect your property, whether it's humans or dogs.
We're getting overrun, and we can't catch them because they come out at midnight, dump them right at the gate, what used to be the gate.
Yeah. Cities can do more than counties can because of ordinances, and counties can do ordinances. So you got an answer?
So everything looks to be in good form, and I apologize. I had reviewed that on Friday afternoon that was sent to me. It didn't click over the weekend,
that's
I guess.
I forgot I called Daniel.
I slept since then. But everything appears to be in good form. The only thing that I would want to just double check would be this property description, just because, you know, if you get the wrong lot number, you could be selling something you don't own. But aside from that, everything looks to be in appropriate form, so.
Okay.
What's the statute that says that the EDC is going to get our approval on this one? How's it all covered?
Well, I mean, it's the same as any time that you as a person would sell a home, you've got to have authority to sell it, and I believe that the county has authority under, I believe it's 501. Hold on.
This is a private, some private property owned. some private property owner owns the property right now.
And the EDC is wanting to purchase this land.
It's not owned by the county?
No, no, no.
They want us to sign off on their.
I mean, if the owner's fine with it, I don't know that you have to sign off on it, but I don't know any reason why you wouldn't sign off on it if you're.
Apparently, there's.
Okay with that, I mean, I imagine it would be under 50, the section that they quoted at the tail end of that, 501-159, which I just had out a second ago. Hang on.
If we don't know what's gonna be there, why would we sign off on it? I mean, there's so.
And that's a fair point, is if you don't know, I mean, I'm not sure that.
They could put a snow cone machine out there, probably run over it, but that would not be great that way.
Hold on just a second, I'll find y'all's authority to do this.
Well, he's looking at, do you wanna talk to him about the poll books?
Poll books, that's what we're gonna ask you about.
Yes, so after the November election, they were decertified for, it's not working properly. So now they're going through the recertification process. They were hoping to be done by March, but the state had them recertified well through a third party. So now they're working with a third party. So since there won't be enough time for testing and them coming out and uploading the new software version onto the poll books, we're just gonna use the old way for the May election.
And Donald Trump's way.
Yeah, that's right. And Kavanaugh. It takes a little longer, but.
No, this is just the poll books, so what you sign in on.
Oh, sign in, that's right, just have it sign in that way, okay. It'll still count, it just won't. Okay, I see.
Bob's been great fun for us, cool. I'm gonna take one as well.
Can I see that one more time? I think I. Thank you.
I have one more question about the ballpark. It just came through my mind.
Okay.
I had the roll-off card since. I'm a Republican or whoever you want to use for dumb ball. The things are extremely hard to do. Well, if it's hard to say to another man to hold it, we was thinking about maybe getting rid of them and buying stuff that would pull trash bags out of it. Are you following what I'm saying? But do y'all have to pay extra for them cans? The trash cans around the park, the booths. But anyway, the new dumpsters are tall, it's all hanging up to grown men and flip them up and dump them in there. So I was possibly buy them some different kind of trash cans and put trash bags out. But what I'm saying is, it's either that or have them roll over there to them and then dump them into the truck specifically.
It should be clear.
Well, they did that last year, but I don't know if that's moves or not. That's just the form. So it's either that or I've even thought about.
They have put trash cans in the time of the loop.
I
trash bag. He buys a 33 gallon or whatever.
Well, that may be the answer to it, but I know.
You'll still lose a little bit of money because of the box part.
As long as they'll hang on the side to where they ain't falling down.
These trash cans are on the side of the big blue one. You have a trash bag inside that little trash can. They just go inside there.
Okay, so you come like, let's get the trash can, put it down there. That'll work too. And I was wondering.
So what you're doing is you don't clean them out enough.
Oh, they say. Well, I wouldn't go weekly if it's easy enough for one man to go through there and pull bags and put new liners in. One man ain't go out there and not pick it up. Not even put their quarter half of it. Not the older one, it wasn't that bad because it was about to stop. Only one we had in the house. Well, I was thinking about that, so we'll figure out.
Y'all own them or just public own them? Are y'all having to pay extra for them?
I don't know. They may have just donated to us because
I forgot about
Sparky, Sparks, what's out there?
I think he's the one that donated them, they just didn't pick them up.
Well, I'll just figure out how to use them and utilize them the way they are. I like them because they have the lids and everything. We gotta figure out something.
That's what they work. I thought they still have to do that.
You'll see if they ever get tried to come. Chris, we can just have inmate check on here on Saturday. They might get hurt by calling it, but they might be utilizing this as much as they should.
If anybody wants, this is the legislature meets every 2 years, so if y'all are concerned about the laws and about anything else that we cannot control here locally, contact your state legislator or state senator, because we can only do what they allow us to do. And right now is a big, like I said, they won't meet again until 2 years. So if something pops up, you know, if you're concerned about something, I know that y'all have come to us in the past thinking, we want y'all to do this, do this, do this. We can only, like I was telling you, we can only do what the legislature said we can leave them. So I don't know what all they're proposing this year, but if y'all are concerned, contact your state legislature. Just gonna throw it out there to you. Because it's a long time for 2 years to come after that. All right. Y'all can adjourn. Let him look at the list.
So, I think the authority is actually under 501-158.
Good lands.
I know.
I don't think I can read that.
It took me a few tries.
Performance agreements. Corporation may not provide a direct incentive to make an expenditure on behalf of a business enterprise under project as defined by subchapter C of this chapter by subsection D, chapter 505, unless the corporation enters into a performance agreement with the business enterprise. A performance agreement, I think that's what they're trying to do.
I think that's what they're trying to do too.
A performance agreement between the corporation and the business enterprise must provide at a minimum for a schedule of additional payroll or jobs to be created or retain the capital investment to be made as consideration for direct incentive provided by the expenditure made by the corporation under the agreement. Well, some lawyer talk right here.
All right.
Specify the terms under which repayment must be made if the business enterprise does not meet the performance requirements specified in the agreement. And then you got 501-159, powers concerning projects jurisdiction.
Well, that's what they quote in the resolution.
That's what they
get.
Yeah.
But I think that's where they're asking for y'all to sign something is under that 158.
That jurisdiction. That's what they're asking us for, a resolution for them to have the jurisdiction.
To be able to build a business.
That's what they wanted to
do. Yeah.
Without telling us.
Well, I think that they still have to, I mean, I would imagine they have to notify you. It talks about payroll incentives. How can you tell how many jobs are going to be created if you don't know what the thing is? So, I mean, I think you go back to them and say, look, unless you tell me what you're building there and what sort of, you know, jobs you're creating, we're going to have to back off and say no.
Now, I can also put on there executive session because it's an economic development. So you can go into executive session and talk to him about it Thursday before you come out and have a meeting about it. And I can do that also, correct?
I believe so.
Economic development is one of those things you can do that. Mm-hmm. And that's what she was talking about. A lot of people knew about it because they went to executive session and talked about it. So I will set that up as an executive session and then I'll have a great meeting to come out and do that.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Wait, they didn't finish.
He was second.
I just said move.
Move to adjourn. All favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank y'all.
Yeah, no.